I don't know if you're following the story, and this is about South African youth that have been left, a group of young footballers from Cape Town. This comes from Scroller. A group of young footballers from Cape Town is finally heading home after being stranded in Portugal with no return flights. Apparently they went to Spain and then Portugal. The 28 players and coaches from BT Football Academy had travelled to Spain to compete in the Donesti Cup, a major international youth tournament. But when it was time to come back to South Africa, there was no return flights booked for most of the team. The team left South Africa on the 6th of July and spent a week in the city of San Sebastian. This sounds wonderful. What a lovely opportunity for young people, right? Their return was planned for the 14th of July, but visa delays meant that they only received their travel documents late and flights were never confirmed. So the founder of the BT Academy is Brandon Timmy, and he joins us now. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well, thanks yourself.
All right, thank you. So, Brandon, where are you? Are you in Johannesburg? I mean, are you in Cape Town?
Yes, I am.
Are you home?
In Cape Town.
You're in home. You're at home at the moment. Did you go with the team? Yes. Did you travel with the team?
No, I did not travel with the team. I had four coaches accompany the team.
Yes.
They were obviously the designated individuals that was tasked to be with the team for the tournament. I was back in South Africa.
Okay. I was only made aware of the story today. So catch me up. Like, what happened?
So basically what had happened was this opportunity came about back in last year, September.
Yeah.
We got the opportunity to be a part of the Donesti Cup, which is one of the most prestigious youth tournaments in Europe.
Right.
And we're the only South African team that got the opportunity to participate in the event. And obviously with that, we had to assemble three teams, which would include a under 15 boys team, the 19 boys team, and a under 19 girls team as well. And they would go and compete against teams, 900 teams across the world.
Opportunity. Really is a very, wonderful very, opportunity. How did they qualify? Was the qualification international, or how does it work?
No, so there's no qualification process. It's just obviously upon request. But there wasn't other clubs that showed interest. We were the only team. Mm. And then with that, they accepted our application to be a part of the tournament. And that was back in last year. And then we then prepared the players. We started with fundraising, the parents obviously raising the funds for the players to come up with the cost that was needed for the tour, which was an amount of 50,000 rand. Some players that was selected earlier, they paid a fee of 45,000 rand. So obviously with that, it took time as well. And we then applied for our visas a bit late. So we only had the month of June, basically the first few weeks in June, end of May, to apply for visas. And there was also some parents that kind of like received the travel documents late, passports came late as well, and that contributed to a lot of the issues that, you know, what that basically transpired on this current tour.
Brandon, can I just ask you something? I mean, 50,000 rand, how long were they overseas for?
So initially they were supposed to be for the duration of the tournament, which was from the 7th up until the 13th. But we extended it to the 15th of July.
Okay.
So that was technically, you can say, about 10 to 12 days.
That is very, excuse my, you know, me saying this, but it's 50,000 rand for 12 days overseas is very, very cheap. If that is including flights and accommodation and food and travel and
100%.
You know, spending money, and the rand has just continued to get weaker and weaker and weaker.
Exactly.
Is that part of the problem? Is that what happened?
I think for me, if I look at, in hindsight now, I think one of the key things that I did wrong was probably we charged the people less. But the reality is that we're talking about kids coming from, working class homes. You know, these are kids that are not, in the rich suburbs where there's money laying around. So we obviously try and make it accessible for these kids. Oh. And like you said, the rand to the euro, we have to pay in the euros, and that's we have all the proof in terms of what we're paid for.
Yeah.
And now with all the accusations flying left, right, and center, people don't even know how much that the entire tour cost. And that's obviously, we will disclose that, when everything is done, when the players are home, and then we will release a statement, about that as well. So
all the kids back here, because I see that they went from Spain, they went to Lisbon, and then from Lisbon, I mean, are they back here? What's the current status?
So currently now they are in Lisbon, Portugal. They will be coming back tomorrow. There's going to be two groups. So one group will come back tomorrow, and then the second group will arrive on Thursday back in Cape Town. That's also purely because of the generosity and the wonderful donation from Miss Tracy Lang and her husband. And we've said we don't take any credit for how they assisted, because it was purely on them, their initiative, how well they worked with the parents, with the community. So we have to give credit to them for the wonderful work they've done. They basically raised up the funds to bring the players back home, so we have to give a lot of thanks to them.
Brandon, what has been the reaction of the parents?
Obviously it's not good. There's been a lot of things said, especially about the way the tour went. Well, after we left Donosti and made our way to Madrid, obviously the issue was we didn't have the return tickets yet, because we left the country on one way, and the return flight was reserved. So we were still trying to get the additional costs to make up the monies for that return ticket, because at the time when we when we received our visas, which was a week before we left, the ticket prices doubled already. So you're talking about a ticket that normally that you would get to Madrid.
Two one-way tickets is much more expensive than one return ticket. Yes, we understand that. Yes.
But the return at the time was much more expensive when we got our visas. So we needed to look at, it's either the players are going to stay or we lose out on big sums of money that we've paid towards accommodations and stuff like that. And then, we tell the players they can't go, and that would have been even more disastrous. So we obviously, the players left, and myself and the team, we tried to work to get extra funds in. We didn't want to tell the parents yet, because as I said, these are kids that are coming from working class homes. The parents don't have the money laying around. So, we tried to do the best that we could to get some additional funds in, but unfortunately, it didn't happen, and it led to the situation that, we're currently finding ourselves in.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's school fees, I guess, right? Expensive ones, but you know what? Hopefully next time round, there'll be more support for you from the Department of Sport and Recreation, because, I mean, that's part of the things that they're meant to be doing.
Yeah.
But thank you very much, and hopefully everybody will get home nice and safe. So, are you following the story? I wasn't even aware of the story. So that was Brandon Timmy. He's from the BT Football Academy in Cape Town.